Bob, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Tony?
Just when things seem to quiet down and there's all the negative stress of the millage not passing, a couple of huge announcements, not only with what's going to happen with the high-speed rail, but you helped make a huge announcement revolving around some property that has been sitting there. Tell us about that story.
Yeah, well, we think we have a lot of momentum going on in the city. As you know, last week, Tony, we were named as the 19th best mid-sized city in America for job growth. And we moved up 49 spots over the last year to do that. And one reason is we try to be aggressive about economic development, creating jobs and private investment. That is the only real solution to budget woes and everything else. So the Red Cedar Golf Course, or now it's known as a park, is located in a very strategic area of the city and of the region. It's the absolute cusp of a interstate interchange, right next door to Michigan State University, and right literally at the border of East Lansing and Lansing, and Frandor is there, Lansing Township. And that Michigan Avenue corridor is very important to us. So we've put a proposal in front of City Council that could we take 12 acres of the 61 acres just along Michigan Avenue and create a grand vision, international or a global mixed use for housing, retail development, you know, tall buildings, headquarters. And we've already landed one headquarters down there, by the way, MedAssurance. So in some respects, the projects have already started. That's on private property, but about 300 jobs. And we want to suggest that we have a start of a vision, and we'd like people to participate over the summer, adding to the vision of what they think should be down there. But a big part of the project then will be sort of the backyard of these 12 acres, the 49 remaining acres. And let's make it a real park. Let's use some of the money from the private development and create beautiful recreation along that riverfront, connecting Michigan State, the East Side neighborhood, Frandor area. You know, let's just generate a whole sense of fun. So it's jobs, recreation, and environment. And the environment is the third piece. That would be there are ways to clean the water down there as it enters the Red Cedar River.
Where are you going to get the funding to pay for this?
Well, there are a number of sources. One will be the Brownfield TIF. We'll put a tax increment finance in place on those 12 acres and possibly to the adjacent property right along Michigan Avenue there, and capture new revenue generated, hopefully from all these new projects, both on our 12 acres, but also on the other side, the north side of Michigan Avenue. And that capture from that new revenue from developers can be used for public infrastructure improvements, and that can include park-type improvements, recreational activities, of course, contamination, cleanup issues. And then we'll try to look at grants and other sources. So those will all be the first monies in. The last money then could potentially be, we don't know yet, but could potentially be a drain assessment district that will go in a wider area and would help clean the water and help green the area too, by the way, and make it walkable and so more friendly for walkable nature to the area.
Whose idea was this, and do you have any developers who are ready to jump on board?
Yeah, well, of course, it was, I suppose, all of our idea that the team with Mayor Bonero, decision was made in 2007 to close several golf courses because the city couldn't afford to run those golf courses, wanted to concentrate on Grosbeck Golf Course. So this property has been sitting there and underutilized. It's a beautiful property. It should be utilized more appropriately. We think 12 acres of the 61 acres is an appropriate use for development. But we want to maintain most of it, the vast majority of it, 80% of it, for recreational uses. And to answer the second part of your question, we have had, through my whole tenure here, 6 years, have periodically had people interested in the property for development. And particularly the last year, Tony, we've had a number of national developers interested in it. But again, we don't have any desire to develop anywhere near most of that property. Just the 12 acres is appropriate along Michigan Avenue, and to create a real international sense of place, if you will, at that true cusp of our region.
All right, Bob, final question for you. With the school district making cuts, with some schools closing, with budget cuts to services, that's got to make your job very challenging, because obviously people want to make sure schools are secure, there's plenty of services before they move into an area.
Well, those are all difficult issues, Tony, but in my judgment, everyone is dealing with those kind of difficult issues, not only across Michigan, but in fact across the country, really. And I truly believe that we are the luckiest people in the state of Michigan, at least, to be living here in Lansing, because those problems are difficult, but they're far more minimal than really almost every other city across Michigan and across a lot of the country. The city of Lansing, the Lansing region, but really specifically the city of Lansing, is leading, statistically speaking, economic development efforts in the state right now. So we have a lot of momentum going, but we have to keep that momentum going.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Okay. Thanks, Tony.